Okay, guys, so let's pause where we were, because I know it's been a while since we did this. So, to summarize our basic point, wait, why do I have the yellow one? Black one. Okay, so, you know, being taller would be really helpful here. I'm just, right, what we wanted to deal with was the question of Ishmita, Dal Raita, the Drabana, right? So as we said, there's really two questions you have to ask, right? Right, in order for, the status of Shemitah, of Shemitah. So we have two types of questions we can ask, right? There's universal questions, right? Life. Kedushah. Ha'aretz. Bismanazeh. Right? Where, as we saw, we had a machloket, right? Where you have we are in, we'll bracket the position of Rabbi Yochanan now, right? If you remember what Rabbi Yochanan will say, that we are now in Kedushah Shlishit, right? Right, do you remember that? Because he said Kedushah Rishonah was the Avot, Shniyah was Yeshua, which means that Ezra has already cast this. We're going to bracket this, okay? Most Shitos assume that we are now in Kedushah Shniyah. And as we saw in the Gemara, right, you had a machloket about this, right? You had a machloket. So you have the, in the Gemara in Yevamot, it implies that Rabbi Yosi holds that is kadosh, right, and the Rabbanan don't, right? But we had other Gemaras. We had the Gemara in Gittin, which assumes that Shmi to Bismanazeh is not Doraita, which according to Rashi is because we popped in like this, right? However, the halacha, right, Rov Rishon and Paskin, with the Rambam and Paskin, that Kadosh, and in the 2 days that we had Shir Kuali, that's where we dealt with, quickly Chazar on that, but we said, why, right, let's Chazar Shir Kuali, right, this is why I wanted to sort of do it separate. Why is it impossible with the Rambam? So what does the Rambam say? That Kedushah Shniyah, so the Rambam says that Kedushah Rishonah was based on kibush, right? Shnia is based on chazaka, and chazaka remains kadosh. She also says that Yerushalayim is also kadosh because of shchina. Right? Remember this? Yes? Right? So if you remember, we saw, right, what does this mean? We had the Rav, who said that these are linked, right? That these are linked. That Kedushah Shniyah is linked to Chazaka, right? The point is that Kedushah Rishonah was based on Kibush, on conquest, and therefore when you're conquered, you lose the Kedushah. And he said the reason it went like this is because it went, this is Yerushalayim, it started from the outside and then moved towards Yerushalayim, and therefore the Kedusha was independent of Kedushat Yerushalayim. So Kedushat Yerushalayim stayed, but Kedushat Yerushalayim was not based in Kedushat Yerushalayim. As opposed to Kedushat Ezra, they started by coming to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim and then rebuilt the rest of the country. Right? So he says it's not, so according to the Rabbi, it wasn't really about Chazaka, it was about, do you start with Yerushalayim or end with Yerushalayim? Right? If you end with Yerushalayim, then everything partakes of Kedushat Shechina. Right? That was the Rav. Rav Chaim, based on the Yerushalmi that we saw at the beginning of Parag Vav, says that what's the real rule? It's really just a rule of 1 versus 2. Right? Then it's Gzeira Katuv, that Heitiv Chavir Bechame Avotecha, that we're greater, and the second Kedusha has more staying power. So it's not really about Chazaka as much as it's 1 versus 2. Right, that's how we understood the Yerushalmi. Right, based on this, we can explain why it's relevant, the status of Surya. right? Because Surya, right, because he was Kibush Yachid, but during the time of Kiddusha Rishonah. So why does that matter nowadays? So according to Reb Chaim, it matters. Because since what you're trying to do is revive, right, Kiddusha Rishonah, right? The whole point is the second time you have Kiddusha, it stays longer, it's permanent, right? So it matters whether originally you conquered it, Kibush Rabim, right, which is most of Eretz Yisrael, or Syria, right? Right over here, right above Eretz Yisrael, my great drawings over here, right? You basically know where Syria is, I hope. Right, fine. Well, we saw some others. We saw some who said, no, it's technicality, right? That was in the Chaim, Chaim Biyad, right, that he said that it was about Kavana, right? What did you do, right? And that's why Kibush really is, right, this is a Ketamish's question, this was Kibush plus Chazaka, so how can Kibush really be Chazaka weaker than Chazaka? And the point is, Chazaka stays, Kibush doesn't, and it's all about Kavana, right? We saw a bunch of different explanations. Right? Be that as it may, as you saw, most Rishonim Paskin, like the Rambam, that is Yusha Shniyah. Right? So as we saw in the Yerushalmi in the 10th Perek, right, talking about Prozbul, right, the suffix in the Yerushalmi seems to be what? Right? Is the Machloke by the status of Kiddusha, the status of Shemitah, is it dependent on this, or is it a local halacha of Shmita, right? And we saw that even though Rashi understands the issue to be this, right, that the whole machloket and all the sugya about whether Shmita was one that says Doraisa or not is hangs on this universal question of Kedusha Ha'aretz, right? Tosfos and most Rishonim assume that the issue is the local question, right? We won't get too much into it, but if you remember, we also saw in Tosfos the machloket about whether this question of Kedusha Shniyah is only the Zman Hazeh, right? Or whether in the time of the Beit HaMikdash itself, right, was there Kedusha or not, right? According to Tosfos, right, he assumes that in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, there definitely was Kedusha. The only question is nowadays, right? But he notes that within Tosfos, there's a machloket about this point, right?
But where we were up to conceptually was analyzing this question, right? This is rarely where we were methodologically.
Right? Was that, assuming that we passed it and the land is Kadosh, why is it that we still have a machloket as to whether Shemitah nowadays is Doraisa or not? Right? And why is it that Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see, Paskin, that it is not Doraisa? Right? Again, give away the end, but Rosh Hashanah assumes it's not Doraisa, like Rashi. Right? They assume it's Dura. So then the question is, what do they assume? The Rambam assumes it. Derabbanan, and we'll see the Ravid assumes that it's less than Derabbanan, right? And then we'll come back to one fascinating sheet of the Beis HaLevi who's going to, I don't give that away yet. Beis HaLevi is a wild ride there, okay? Good. So, that's a brief summary of where we were. Good? So now, let's talk about the local question, right? Why would it be that if you pop in, not like Rashi, right, if the issue is not solely in Kedusha Ha'aretz, right, what is the local issue that would make Shemitah, right, not Doraita? And this, as we'll see, hangs on the sugya in Erechen. Okay? So if you look at page Zion here, right, the Gemara in Erechen, I think we had just seen it then. This is the Bavli's parallel to what we saw in the 10th Perek in the Yerushalmi, right? That same Pasuk, right? Right? Ilu Yidi Yoshua, Debechol Duchda, Ktiv Yoshua, V'alcha Ktiv Yeshua. Remember this in the Yerushalmi? Why does it say Yeshua here without a hey? So Bishlam Moshe Lo Ba Rachamei Delo Vitzchuta Deret Yisrael. El Yeshua David Leshud Deret Yisrael Amay Lo Liboy Rachamei. So, Akhtiv Asher Yershu Avotecha V'Yirisha. This is our main point. Hachi Ga'amar. Kevan D'Yershu Avotecha. Yirashka An. Once your ancestors inherited, so you did. Umi Manu Shmitin V'Yovlo. So now the Gemara says, but wait a second. Okay, this is where we really have to pick up. Is it true that in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, they were counting Shmita and Yovlo? Right? Hashka mishigalu shevet Reuven v'shevet Gad v'chati shevet Menashe but luyov lot. Once the 2.5 shvatim left, Yovel was batel. Yes. Well, I'm going to put as a note on the side. Okay. Maybe we'll come back to this. I know Ray Ginsburg here spent time on this. There is another sheet though, which is that even if she is the right of his manazeh, something as to when. Right. This is the big machlok we've shown him. What year is actually Shemitah, right? Machlok Gaonim, Rambam, right? So one of the things is this issue, which is maybe even if Shemitah in theory and principle is Daraita, right, the count may be thrown off.
How can you predict with you and Shemitah? Like,
we did, I don't know. So now he says, one second. So Ezra Dechtev, Echad Arba Ribo Alapim Vashish, Mehdu Shishim, Have Mani, Nizanim, Yishikadu Shevet Ruven, Shevet God, Shevet Chatzim, and Hashem, Batlu Yovo, Shneemar. So what's the source? Shneemar. What? Yeah. Shneemar, Ukratem, Dror Ba'aret, L'chol Yoshevea. Bizman, Shekol Yoshevea, Alea, Velo Bizman, Shigalu Miksatan. Right, so the Gemara introduces by Yovel this rule called Yoshevea Aleha. So this is now the local rule that we need to deal with. Okay? This is the main rule we need to deal with, is that if Shemitah alone, or not necessarily alone, but if Shemitah is not Daraita nowadays, not because of the general rule of Kedushat Haaretz, but because of a local rule, the principle is called Kol Yoshevea Allah. And if you remember from the Yerushalmi as well, if you want to look back, you have your second volume of Yerushalmi, right, but we read it inside. It's also on the first page, I think, of your... but if you remember the 10th parak of the Yerushalmi said this as well. Right? Right, this was Yud, Perek Yud, Halacha Bet. Ditani Zedvara Shemitah Shmot, Rebbe Amar Shemay Shemitin Halalu Shemitah V'Yovel, V'Shash Ayovel Noheg, Shemitah Noheget Var Torah, Pasku Hayovlo Shemitah Noheget Midivrayen. Or as long as Yovel applied, then Shemitah applied. And when it didn't, when Yovel didn't apply, it didn't. The Emet Daipasu Ayovlos, Yoshveha Bizman Sheyoshveha Lav is Velo Bizman Shigalu Mitocha. And then the Yerushalmi clarifies even more. What does it mean? So this is both. If you can look at the Babli and the Yerushalmi at the same time. Kol Yoshevea Aleh requires two things. The Gemara continues. Yachol Yu Aleh En Ve'im Uraven Shevet Binyamin Bihuda V'Shevet Yehuda V'Binyamin Yehi Noheg Yehi Yovel Noheg Talmud Lomar L'chol Yoshevea Bizman She Yoshevea Kitikunan V'lo Bizman She'im Uraven.
So there seem to be two requirements. One is numbers, just pure numbers, right? And the other is what? Each shevet, right, in their, right, tribe.
How is the first reason different than the actual one?
So now, Kobe asks, okay. So here the Gemara says that Yovel, right, Yovel, Shemitah, right? Shemitah hangs on Yovel, which hangs on Kol Yoshevea Aleh. Right? Now, Kobe asks, and he says, okay, there does seem to be another rule in play, and that is
Bi'atulcha. Right?
All right, so good. Explain yourself.
I mean, there just seems to be
right? There seem to be two rules. Right? One is Kol Yoshevea Aleh. right? And the other is biat kulchem. So what's the difference between them? So let me give you one explanation for it from Chaim. One second. Rega. Let's establish, where's the kulchem from? Right? Where does the rule come from? So the Gemara in Ksubos, right? Here on page 4, right? The Gemara says, Amin lo adar abba filo mani or trumbiz mani zed da alright da nalo adar abba nan. Right? So the Gemara brings up the echo from the context of what? Right? Right? Chala. One second. Yachol mishnechnesu la shnayim mishloshe mishgalim tam alomber v'ochem v'yat kol chem amayr v'lom v'mikzat v'yat mikzat.
So the Gemara seems to say that there's another rule called biat kulchem, which is by
challah. Now, does the Gemara say it by truma? The Gemara seems to say that biat kulchem, whatever this means, is unique to challah. What does the Rambam do? Thank you. Look at the bottom of 4, right? Where the Rambam says it? In truma perek aleph halacha chavav, a truma בזמן הזה, אפילו במקום שחיקו בעובל, ואפילו בימי עזרה, אינם מן התורה מדבריהם, שאין לך תשומה של תורה אלא בארץ ישראל, ובזמן שכל ישראל שם, שנאמר, כי תבואו ביה כולכם.
So the Rambam extends it to say that this is also tshuma, right? The Truma is also nowadays Dirabanan because of Biat Kolchem.
Good. Now what's the problem? First of all, never says it. But now, Kobe asks the question, what is the connection between Biat Kolchem and Kol Yishvei Aleha? So what does the Rambam seem to say? Right, but what does he say? It sounds like he might equate them. Right? Because he says Biat Kolchem is... Right. He said, "Call Yisrael Shah." Right. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, it actually is a universal rule, right? But not Kedusha Aretz. It's not fully a universal rule, which talks about Kedusha Aretz at all, right? It's a local but pretty wide local rule, which is possibly Call Yisrael allows people to be at full them, possibly. Right. The problem to this, obviously, is what. First of all, it sounds like they're two psukim, so why would you need this? And second of all, right, I mean, the Rambam does a lot of work here, right? Yeah, Kulchem seems to be on Rechava, he expands into Truma, and Kol Yishvei Aleha, right? Meaning, there's a lot going on here. Now, people push back on it. So if you look just for example, the Nesiv, right, and the bottom here, the Nesiv in the underlying part says no. Right, the Nesiv says, why are you saying that? Right? Simple shot is that the at home from whatever it means is only by Kala. Right? Yeah, that's what the Rambam is doing. And if we were doing Challah, we would say, well, the Rambam thinks it's really cool. Challah, right? Even though they're not really identical, right? Challah has other unique halachot to it. But the Nesiv isn't convinced by this. Okay? But, so now you're going to tell me, but what's the difference? Okay, assume you don't think they're the same. So what's the difference between these two rules? Right? These are two rules in place. But what is the difference between B.S. Olsen and Kol Yishvei Aleha? What's the difference? Are these different rules? And what do they affect? Right? What's the difference? So, well, you tell me. Before, did you guys look at Reb Chaim by chance?
No.
No? Okay, fine. That's fine. We'll do it together. But...
It's too complicated.
That's fine. Okay, so just look at these words and tell me there seems to be a difference between the principle of Biat Kulchem, which, according to Rambam, is Chala and Shema, according to the Siddur, is Chala, and Kol Yishvei Aleha, which part is about Yovel, which leads to Shemitah. What's the difference? Is it? Just look at these words for a second. Tell me whether you think there's a difference between that.
One of them is like everyone is being there, and the other one is everyone has settled there.
mean, I...
Right, one of them is everyone just happens to be there, that's when they call it home.
Mm, okay, maybe, right? Okay, so first of all, Kol Yishkala seems to highlight this, right, the statement, which is not clear that Beit Kulchem, right? Beit Kulchem might weigh in on the numbers question, but it doesn't seem to weigh in on this one, right? There's another one, right? Right? What does Beit Kulchem imply? When does Beit Kulchem, and you just read the rule, right, the word that is, Beit Kulchem, when does Beit Kulchem seem to apply? When not once, when, right, they conquer, or whatever, right, conquer or settle, right? When does Kol Yishkala Allah seem to apply? Right, exactly, right? It's constant, right, while they settle, meaning, right, this seems to be about, right, this is about a detail in the conquest, and then is this is constant, right? This is a constant requirement.
Sorry.
This is right a one. This is a one time, right? Then when they come in, when you all come into Israel, you become chayav and challah. Right, this is constant. Right? So look at Reb Chaim.
What was the according to the point of Rambam and the there's only one time that is direct?
So look, so no. Look at Reb Chaim. Look at Reb Chaim.
Once they did it, then it became
exactly, right? So the simple read is that once everyone came in, Chala applies. But you can't lose that. Right? It's a din in the right, so look at Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, this is Yudbet Ted Zayin Shmita V'Yoga. He says, "V'hanira lomer." Look where it's bolded. See, "hanira lomer baze." Yeah, right, like right before the underline, right, the little bold. "Hanira lomer baze al miyvah shavazav Rambam neferik al mechot truma." Hashruma bisman hazeh filu makam shirasi kolay bavol filu meyazra ina minatara v'gevrein. She'en lachashruma shel Torah el ve'er tzrabel zvad v'zman shechol Yisrael sham. And we can devote be a kolka. V'hine. So he says, first of all, he wants to deal with the question, how did the Rambam get Truma? Right? So one possibility would have been what Kobi said, which is he thinks Chala and Truma are conceptually linked. He doesn't go that way. He said, Mitzarach Lomar, the Yolfa Mishitavo Omar Bishmita V'Yovel, Bishum the Truma Umaito Tluyin Bishnot HaShmita. So first of all, he thinks that according to the Rambam, he just thinks that all this is Shemitah Yovel Truma Chala, right? It's not as expansive as Kedusha Haaretz, but there is this rule that connects many of the mitzvot atluyot baaretz. Okay, so it's not just Chala. Vor Berashi, Lepiza Nire Vade de Shemitah Yovel Gam Kintarach Viet Kulcham Adara Rambam Kedusha Truma Maiter. And if that's the case, according to the Rambam, in order for Shmita to be the right of the Kana, then you need Beit Kulchem and you need Kol Yishkala. Right, the first thing is that he seems to think that all the mitzvot, these mitzvot, are all connected. Okay, that's his first move. But then he says, but does the Rambam really think these rules are the same? So he argues, no. He says, V'hineh ha'chdina de Beit Kulchem lo domi la'chdina de Kol Yishkala. These rules are not the same. Not shocking, they appear in different pesachos. The mevur basuk is the erachin daf lamed ben shavenu lamala to tali rak b'shat hayovel atmo b'shato im hayu al kol yishvel lehem lo. Avolokas dina to be at kulcham ikaru al shat bia v'yerusha. So Chaim says the difference is that bia kulcham is a question in the din of kiddush. When you sanctify the land, how many people need to be there in order to make it kadosh? But if it was only the rule of Beit Kulchem, then let's say all of Klal Yisrael conquered the land and then they all left. So based on the rule of Beit Kulchem, would you still have full kedusha haaretz and full chiyuv of mitzvot? Yes and yes. Right? Right? Even if everyone left. right? Right, it's like, if we have 10 people who show up at 7:45, right, so we can start our minyan, right? And even if they leave, right, if they leave during Chazaras HaShavuot, we're allowed to continue, because the halacha is, as long as you have a minyan starting Shemoneh Esrei, right, so you, right, can continue even if you lose your minyan. Right? But if this, if we're trying to ask the question, is there, right, Yaakov is taking attendance, right? Right? When he checked in, shockingly, we no longer have 10 people, right? Certain halachot depend on, right, the beginning, certain don't. So he says, Bia Kulchem is a din in exactly the same language. Bia Kulchem. Kitavo, when you come. So the first halacha he says, if you want to imbue the land with the sanctity that's necessary for Mitzvah to Tulu Baret, you need everybody to come in. That's one rule. Right? Harei mevur b'ktubo, dikamer l'achi, chalav izman hazem di rabbanu, mishim dachi asiknu, ezra lo kulhu, salak. And that's why the Gemara in Ktubo says that chalav, since only a few people came to the country, right, when Ezra conquered the land, so the sanctity of Chazaka was, right, not Bia Kulchem, so Chalah, and maybe Truma, is not Daraita, right? Yep. Harei lehedi d'ikar tel rak b'shat Bia v'Yerusha. V'chein mukach lashon Rambam, v'rak alav v'Truma, sh'katav, sh'nemar kitavo, v'ika Bia Kulchem, sh'ayu v'Yerusha Rishona. What? One second. We have to define Bia Kulchem. He's skipping down. He says, Arei mevor midvarav, detalui rak, bevia kulchem shel shat Yerusha. V'nira od mizeh, v'emet achmina bevia kulchem, who din dechayel v'ikar Yerusha v'kedesh. He says, to put it more precisely, this is a condition in the act of sanctification. Right? If the sanctification is done by everybody, then it can introduce the Kedusha necessary for Chala. Okay? And according to the Rambam, Chala and Shema. And without it, v'chaser b'yat kulchem mikri od lo nigmar etzem ha-Yerusha v'akidush. Without it, there's something lacking in the inheritance itself.
Wait, what do you think b'yat kulchem
without b'yat kulchem, there's something missing in the sanctification process. No, this, for the purpose of, right, so according to him, there's Kedusha, right, there's Kedusha / Yerusha for the purpose of Mitzvot, right, so this, as we saw, there is, right, because this is Kedusha Shnia, right, Chazaka, it's Kadosh, right, that there is. But the second question, is there enough Kedusha / Yerusha for the purpose of Mitzvot, Reb Chaim says? No, this is Bia Kulchem.
Because that depended on Kibush or...
Correct, right? So it was enough, Ezra's Kedusha was enough, his Kiddush through Chazaka was enough to bring Kedusha to the land, but not enough to generate it for Chala and maybe Truma. Okay? That's the rule of Bia Kulchem. However, and therefore he says, right? So he says, according to, now he, the way he understands the Rambam is that this, there is some Kedusha, but we lack Kedusha for the purpose of Mitzvah, right? And that's why he thinks, that according to the Rambam, he links Kala, Truma, Shmita, Yovel. Because what Bia Kulchem means is the land was not sanctified for this purpose. Right? That's how Chaim understands it. Right? He says, therefore he says, I've chisarn be'etzem ha'aret. Delet be'ot chuvet d'shumo ma'itra shmita v'yoglo. V'nimta d'yusha shniyad lo nogi yoglo to mitrei tamen. But he says there's a second principle, which is, kol yishve ale'a. Kol yishve ale'a is presence. And therefore he says, v'nimta d'yusha shniyad lo nogi yoglo to mitrei tamen. And therefore, according to the Rambam, what he's saying is it's not that he equates these principles, it's that he thinks there are two reasons why Shemitah doesn't apply nowadays. Okay? Chad amid shum de lohave yoshve alev, is there a rock concern bin higat the kiyum yovel? V'oh, mi shum de lohaika biyat kulam, that is concern the etzim aretz ikr di yusha kushata, the mitzer ba'od chiyuva di yovlot. So it's kind of a complicated idea here, which is, there's really three questions, right? There's kedusha haaretz, okay? Right, there's kedusha haaretz, which according to the Rambam, do we have this one of them? Yes, right? Then there's kedushat haaretz l'inyan truma chala shmita v'yobel, right? And this, according to him, is based on biyat kulchem. And Chaim says it's not there. There's another rule, right? So it's not universal local. It's universal wide narrow, right? This applies to the land itself. This applies to many of the mitzvot atzuyot ba'aretz. And then there's a third rule, which is, right, chiyuv shmita biyovel, based on kol yoshvea, which is constant, right? And according to him, you also don't have this. So according to Reb Chaim, there's one universal question which is relevant for Shemitah and Yovel, namely, is the land kadosh? And the answer to that is, it is kadosh. Then there's a wide-reaching question of, is there a lack in the land for the purpose of mitzvot? That depends on whether when it was sanctified, everyone came or not. Be'at kolchem, that we don't have. Shemitah and Yovel have yet another relevant factor, which is, even if you had Biyat Kulchem, right? What's Reb Chaim saying? If you would have Biyat Kulchem, meaning that when Ezra would have come, everyone came with him, then you would be Chayv and Chala, Truma and Maaser, because you would have Biyat Kulchem, but you still wouldn't be Chayv in Shemitah Yovel, for Shemitah Yovel, in addition to the requirement of sanctifying it with all of Klal Yisrael, what do you also need? The constant presence of the Jewish people, which is a chiyuv, a local, constant thing that you have to check off for Shemitah and Yovel. So according to Reb Chaim, there are three factors, of which one applies in favor of Shemitah and Yovel, and two are against.
Isn't Kedusha Aretz like?
So he thinks not, right? He thinks there's Kedusha Aretz, and then there's Kedusha Aretz for the purpose of Truma Maaser Shemitah and Yovel. Right?
What's the
thing about Kedusha might have other issues in terms of selling the land, right? There might be implications in terms of, right? It is a little bit unclear what he wants here. So we just look at his continuation. It says, Lofiza Nirad, Mishuma Achina to be at Kulchem, Kaven Devizot Kisarn, Ikar Hagirusha, Inyan Shmita Vyovalot, Imkin Mimela Dusha Shlisha, Yavoas, Kol Yisrael, Vyunishlam, therefore, in the time of Mashiach, or whatever, when everyone comes back to the land, then both of these will change, and everything will come back, right? We'll be Chayim and Truman Meister, Shemitah, V'Yovel. Right? So then he says, L'fizim Yushev Hesef Divrei Rambam, D'latid Lavo Yikzushu, will become kadosh. The Yerusha Shmiya Ahani led him to Zusharet. The Kedush of Ezra brought to Zusharet. The Yerusha Shlishi Tahani Lahashim Kedushata. The Din Yerusha Shalab via Kol Yisrael should be at Kulcham Uruva Torah. The third Yerusha will bring this second level here of Kedusha of the purpose of mitzvot, and when everyone comes to the land, right, etc., and then you'll get this as well. And came to Mela Denoi Ben Din Biat Kulcham Ben Kedusha Kamo Kedusha Aretz Lenin Yovel Unishlemet Kedusha Right? And they'll be chayev in all of this. Okay? So, just to chazer so far, so what we have now is a possibility of three factors. Right? Kedusha Aretz in general, which is the most universal. Then, Kedusha Aretz for the purpose of some Kriya Mitzvah, which is somewhat universal. And then the local one for Shemitah and Yom Kippur. According to our planning, this is called Kedusha Aretz. Right? Which is Kedusha Shemitah, which we already said right now. Kadosh. The Kedusha Aretz in Inyan Mitzvah is based on Ziyad Kulchem, which is based on when it's sanctified. And then Shemitah and Yom Kippur have yet another Chiyuv, which is Kol Yashveah Aleha, which is a constant requirement. Okay? And he's saying nowadays we lack, we have one, we lack two, and three, which is why according to the Rambam, Shemitah of Yovel nowadays, what?
It doesn't work for me, it's for sure.
You can take the yellow, but it doesn't work so well, because it's yellow. But, okay, yes, Ellie.
I have a question here from Morty, which is, how do we venture in the presence of some of Nesra
So as it was clear here, right, for these purposes, the two and a half shvatim, at least for Kol Yashveh Aleha, right, this includes all 12. Right, and that's why the Gemara in Erechim and the Gemara in Shvi'it, in the Yerushalmi, in Yudbet, say that once the two and a half shvatim left, right, there was no Kedusha based on this.
That was pretty much immediate. Was the ground they were on considered
no, I'm not sure. What?
Was the ground they were on considered part of the land, or did we treat it as though two and a half tribes were always living outside of the land?
No. For these purposes, they are part of Israel. For these purposes, right, even though the Yarden, this land is also relevant. Right? Right? Which we have to figure out why that would be, right? But we'll bracket it for a minute. Yeah. Kol Yashveh Aleha is only by Shemitah.
Kol Yashveh Aleha is only by Shemitah?
Yeah, it's a rule.
What's the reason of Yovel that we're applying Shemitah?
Yes, meaning, you mean it doesn't make sense to link Shemitah and Yovel? Why not?
Yeah, because Kol Yashveh Aleha, the reason I appreciate it their land is because I still don't think about returning the land to the proper owner.
Right, so Kol Yashveh Aleha definitely has a logic in Yovel, right? Good, so... Well, why not? We compare Shemitah to Yovel, right? Now, in some places, it seems to be actually the opposite, that, you know, Kol Yashveh Aleha has a rule in Shemitah, which teaches Yovel, and there's a bit of a contradiction in the Makarov on this. But, I mean, you're right, that Kol Yashveh Aleha seems to very logically apply to Yovel, right? It does seem to apply very logically to Yovel, right? Because Yovel is all about returning the land to its proper owners, right? Correct, but Shemitah and Yovel... Right? Now, the logic here seems to be that Shemitah and Yovel are conceptually related, right? Meaning, since Yovel is seven Shemitah, right, they are, the Torah already connects them. Right? Now, I will note that as we'll see in some Rishonim, right, some of the Rishonim make a very important distinction. And they say, when the Gemara says Mizman Shai Yovel Noeg, it can mean two very different things. Right? One is, are you chayav in Yovel? And the other is, do people bother keeping the Yovel? Right? Right, and when you say that Shemitah and Yovel are linked, you could mean either of them, right? You could say, if Yovel in principle applies, Shemitah in principle applies. You could also say that in order for Shemitah to apply, in practice, people have to be keeping and counting the Yovel. Right? The Nafka Mina.
Why can't there just be a Yovel and people are not keeping
it? Could be, but you have to distinguish between those two cases. Right? You have to distinguish between those two cases and figure out which one you mean. Okay? But now what we have in play, okay, so now if we want to say what we have in play to figure out whether Shemitah is all right or they're up on three questions, okay? which may be two questions, or it might be three. One, again, is the broadest, most universal question, which is, the shot. Second is, right, Kedusha, L'Inyan, Mitzvot, right, based on the Fulchan. And the third question, which may be, I guess, right, local, which is constant, right, present, right, which we call Kol Yoshev Olam, right, at least according to Chaim, this is some, is like, right, similar to the Shaaretz question, right, this might be at the time of sanctity, this must be constant, right? Those are the three questions that we need to deal with, to figure out whether Shemitah is the Araita Bizman Hazeh. Okay? So, let's try to pin some Shitas down, and along the way, we will probably clarify some of these issues. Okay? Sefer HaTrumot, right? Go back to page bed. Sefer HaTrumot, Paskins, that what? Right, what does he say? Right, he says, look at second paragraph, he says, starting at the underline, he says, the Hachi Hilchita, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shata, Velo Kitcha L'Atid Lavo. Right, it was not, right? Bet, right? But then he says in the next paragraph, he says, the age of Raya, Dafilu, Kedushan Ezra, Batla. He says, we paskin, Sefer HaTrumah, paskin, like Rashi, and what? Kedusha is Batel. So none of all this is irrelevant, right? At the highest, most universal level, Kedusha Aret doesn't apply anymore. Why? What's his Raya? Because nowadays truma is derabanan, and unlike this implication of the Gemara in Ketubot, why does he assume that truma bizman hazeh is derabanan? He connects it with kedushat, with the question of kedushat Ezra, right? He says shani rechulun tachulun. He brings it from the case of bittul, right? What's his proof? Do you remember we saw this sugya, right? By truma. Right, we saw this, right? The Gemara had a machloket Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? This was one of the first sugyot we saw, right? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which is, if you have two boxes, do you remember this? Right, you have two boxes, right? This one is Truma, right? And this one is Chulin, right? And then you have two more boxes, right? One is Chulin and one is Truma, right? And then they fall in to one of them. So the ideal halakhic solution would be Kulin Talon to Kulin, Truma Talon to Truma. Right? So the Gemara says you're allowed to assume that that's what happened. Why are you allowed to assume that it happened? So according to Reish Lakish, it's because we're dealing with a case of Rove. Right? We're dealing with a case where even with this, even were the Truma to fall into Kulin, right, it would still be more than 51% Kulin, and therefore it's derabanan to begin with, and therefore we allow you to be Megill, and assume that the Truma fell into the Truma, and the Kulin fell into the Kulin. Rabbi Yochanan says, even without Rove, right,
even if there was more Truma,
right, even if it were to fall in, the Truma would overwhelm the Kulin, it's still, you're still allowed to assume that the Truma fell into the Truma, the Kulin fell into the Kulin. Rabbi Yochanan says, even without. Right? Why?
The Gemara says, Ketrumah is Derabana. Right? So, the Sefer HaTrumah, by the way, who's the Sefer HaTrumah? You guys do bio, who is he? Yeah, good, okay. Where is he from? When's he from? Okay, go ahead.
friends have a portion of first afternoon that are in the duty of humans for providing not on the mayor of Supreme Court Dale problems and later he returned to Spain in Antioch. David Comforte drives me and started from the city of Sardinia.
Okay, there you go, right? So he's probably, right, from Sardinia.
Contemporary of Rahman.
Okay, I'm talking, right, Spanish, Rishon. Okay? Fine, contemporary of Ramban. So he says, well,
since the opponent says Trumazan says Rabbanan, rather than hanging it on localized questions, or even this question, right, at Biat Kulhan, he says, this comes down to whether we paskin, as we saw with Machlok and Yivamot. Remember we saw with Machlok and Yivamot, right? And he says, Kedusha Shmiya, Lo Kishava Tidlavo. And therefore, all Mitzvot Baretz nowadays are Derabanan, because we paskin. But there's no Kedusha Baretz. Very simple. Right? Right? The Rajb as well quotes such a position. Right? If you look at number two, he says, we paskin like those who paskin that there is no kedushat haaretz. Right? So there is a small group of Rishonim, who say that all mitzvot baretz are not d'oraita nowadays because on this question, kedushat Ezra, we paskin kishal shatam velo kishal atid lavo. So nowadays there's no kedushat haaretz. Okay? What? Exactly. So all this is a moot point. Now, as we saw, however, the majority of Rishonim Paskin, like the Rambam, which we've seen extensively at this point, who Paskin is it nowadays?
It is.
Good. Okay? Moving now to Biat Kulchem. So as we saw, what about Biat Kulchem? So, which might be a more universal rule about Mitzvot as Luis Baret. So we already saw the Rambam Paskins. That we don't have Biat Kulchem, and therefore Truma, Maser, Shemitah, Yovel are all Derabanan, right? Because it fails at Biat Kulchem, and it also fails Yisraelah, right? That was the Rambam position that we just saw. What? Presumably it's Derabanan. Yeah. According to the Rambam, it's probably Derabanan, but we'll come back to what he thinks it is. Okay. And we'll see, not everybody agrees to this, right? Not everybody agrees to this by Truma and Maaser, right? The Chazon Ish makes this point, right? That not everyone agrees to this. Now, we saw Reb Chaim with the distinguish between being cool, Chaim, and Kol Yosheva Alav. This is about Kedusha, and this is about the constant presence. However, not everyone agreed with Reb Chaim. So if you turn to page Vav, look at the Evan Azel, and this is one of those interesting questions. We're in Lamdish Shilas, and Halachic Shilas according to Lamdanim, because everyone's dealing with it, don't ask me. But if you look at the Evan Azel, right, this is Revisor's Alma Meltzer. So look what he says. He quotes in Gimel. You got it? Right? He quotes Gimel, he quotes Reb Chaim. Right? That Biat Kulchem is about giving Kedusha for the purpose of mitzvot, and Kol Yishvela is yet another rule of constant presence. But he says, V'nei kasha l'tvi dvarav, digam yovel ta'oloi b'viyat kolchem kamo shmita, dimken lama parach v'gemar be'erchen umi manu shmitin v'yovelo. Right, what's the obvious problem with Reb Chaim? What's the obvious problem with Reb Chaim? Right, Reb Chaim assumes that shmita doesn't apply nowadays for two reasons. Viyat kolchem, which tells you that no mitzvot l'tvi dvarav apply, and Kol Yisrael, which is a very local rule to Shemitah v'Yovel. Right, what's the obvious problem with Reb Chaim? Is why in the Gemara Erechin does it only mention Kol Yisrael, right? As we've been doing, you have to go methodologically. First, you have to ask whether the land is kadosh. Even if the land is it kadosh for the purpose of trumot, right? Trumot ma'aser shmita yovel, meaning bi'at kulchem. And then you have to ask, and even if it is there a local small condition within shmita yovel why it doesn't apply? So the Gemara in Erechin is asking whether shmita yovel applies. What should it do? It should start higher up in the hierarchy, right? 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 But you should always ask, right? You should say, well, if there's an even broader reason why Shemitah wouldn't apply, start with the more important reason and don't move to the local reason. Right? So he says... In a Chanami, right? So he says, if Rav Chaim is right, so why doesn't the Gemara say it? Right? Meaning, we brought all this to defend the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to equate the Gemara and Ksubot with Yivamah. Right? Where he seems to use the language of Bi'at Kulchem and Kadosh Ve'Aleh together. So according to Rav Chaim, it's because they sort of overlap. Right? Even though they do mean two things conceptually, they sort of overlap. They have an Ezel says that the Gemara doesn't say it. Right? The Gemara introduces Bi'at Kulchem only by Chala. Right? And maybe Chala and Shemot and Maestro. Right? And it introduces Kadosh Ve'Aleh by Shemitah and Yovel.
Maybe by
So maybe, right? So, but according to the Rambam, the Maskana, as Rav Chaim understands it, it doesn't apply. Right? So if it doesn't apply, if it does apply, there's one thing, but if it doesn't apply, then say that. Right? So he says, V'nir de efshar lomar de chiv and dal karachach ledara Rambam de manu shmitin duhu midir abanan lachin kazav shabad mor el de parach miyobot lonag midir abanan lachin tarach lomar de shum chisarn biyat kolchem So he says, possibility one is that this is very fancy, okay? Possibility one is he says as follows. What do we know about Bi'at Kulchem? That when there is Bi'at Kulchem, Shumah and Maestrot is Doraita. When it's not, then it's Derabbanan. No. Shumah we know is Derabbanan. Right, exactly. How do we know? Because the Gemara says it. Right? So the Ezel says, here's possibility one. Bi'at Kulchem, what we know from the Gemara is that when there is Bi'at Kulchem, Truma applies to Oraita. When there's no Bi'at Kulchem, Truma applies to Rabban. And therefore, if Shemitah also requires Bi'at Kulchem, then what would we know? That Shemitah presumably nowadays would be? The Rabbanan, just like Shemitah V'Yovel. But what do we have no evidence of? Kol Yesh Ve'Aleh. Because it's possible that what would we do when there's no Kol Yesh Ve'Aleh? Exempt you from Shemitah completely. Right? So the Eben Hazel says, if the only issue was Bi'at Kulchem, then we would know that Shemitah doesn't apply to Oraita, but maybe it would still be Chayav Rabbanan. And maybe the Gemara in Erechin is coming to tell something even more radical. That Kol Yesh Ve'Aleh isn't just a standard for Shemitah de Oraita, but exactly, meaning we treat Israel as fully kadosh on a derabbanan level for the purpose of Trumot Maaser Shemitah V'Yovel.
So
that is worth creating a rabbanan model based on Doraita, right? Because basically the land is holy, but not enough for mitzvah tzluy baret. But on a derabbanan level, we treat it as if it is, right? So if the only thing that exists is Bi'at Kulchem, what we would be left with is Shemitah as derabbanan. Maybe the Gemara in Erechin is going farther and saying, but this localized rule of Shemitah, there's no reason to implement it on a derabbanan level when it doesn't apply to Doraita.
If that was the case, then Shemitah would be an exception.
And then according to this, Shemitah would be nothing.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what right? So his first possibility is that this is what's going on. Is that Kedushat Haaretz applies, it doesn't apply Mita or Raita to the lack of Bi'at Kulchem, but maybe Derabbanan. But Bi'at Kulchem, without Kol Yesh Ve'Aleh, right, we won't even apply it to Raita. What's the logic?
Because
Right? Meaning, like, to say there's no Kedusha Haaretz, that's hard. So midrabanan, we treat it as if there is. Right? But to say that you don't check off all the boxes for the purpose of Shemitah, oh, well, you could say it doesn't apply at all. By the way, who's going to pass in this way?
This is
going to be the righteous. And I'll tell you now, right? The Rabbi Yosef Karo goes back and forth on what he thinks the Rambam holds the Maskana, right? But there is one modern Shiva, not Rambam,
who holds, this is also the Rambam.
Rav Nachum Rabinovich in his Hakadam by the Shemitah of Yovel and his Sefer Yap Shuta. Paskins, this is actually Shita Zarambam. And, by the way, there's also, as I told you all the way at the beginning, let's see if you remember, who else calls it this the Maskana? That Shemitah Bismanazah is not Zaraisa, not Zarabana, nothing? Yeah, who else Paskins that way? The Rama. Well, that's not clear, right? The most important of the Ashkenazi Poskim, right? Right? So Rav Yehuda Zalman Melzer suggests that maybe this is really the difference, right? That universal rules we will implement at the Rabbanan level to mimic the Doraita. But localized rules, we won't even bother. If it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. So, right? So that's what he says. Then in Dalit he says, "Uvi'enai achshav, uvi'nina achshav, od b'hachin yana re'iti divar Rambam adayin enam yushavim l'fi derasat." But then he goes back and he says, "I don't like it." Okay, so this is his first attempt, right? This is Havamina. But then he says, "I don't like it." You know what? Should we try to do this, or should we? You guys want to try to read this yourselves tomorrow first?
What time is it?
51. What do you guys want to do? What? It's pretty long and confusing. Okay, so let's do it tomorrow, right? But what we have, so let's just review what we have so far, okay? So again, the questions we need to deal with are, again, we have the most universal rule, right? So again, we have So again, the questions we have to deal with tomorrow are, one, right, Kedusha Haaretz. Then we have more localized rule, which is Kedusha L'inyan Mitzvot, right? And then Chiyuv
Shemitah Vio.
Right? Shemitah Vio. Okay?
And then maybe there's also...
And here we have... Right? Kedusha Haaretz, we have, on the one hand, you have, let's say, the Rambam, who says yes, and then you have the Truma, the Sefer Truma, so you don't get confused, who says no. Right? Then, Kedusha L'inyan Mitzvot, so according to Rav Chaim, right, this is Bias Kulchem, which is a din in. Kiddush, right, and nowadays we don't have it, right, according to, right, Rav Zalman Meltzer, it might be, right, without Biyat Kulchem, right, you might have Dirabbanan, right, but Kol Yoshevei Aleha, right, which is about constant, right? So this, right, so according to Rav Chaim, you don't have the actual time for Kol Yoshevei Aleha. Right? Right? According to Rav Zalman Meltzer, without the actual time, you still have the Rabbanan. It is Havamina. Without Kol Yoshevei Aleha, you have nothing.
You can't have Kol Yoshevei Aleha without it. Bottom line, you need Kol
I should have let you take pictures of each one, but whatever.
That's
the only thing that really makes a difference. So what we're going to pick up tomorrow is Zalman Meltzer, okay? And start to pin down Ishita. Now, you're right, Josh. One of the things you have to explain is, again, Kol Yoshevei Aleha makes a lot of sense. Now, what I'm not going to torture you inside, but I will have to torture you a little bit outside with this, which is, one of the big questions in halacha lamaisa is, does Kol Yisrael Aleha mean all shvatim in their portion, or some people in each? And what happens when the 10 shvatim are never coming back? Does that mean they'll never be Kedusha again?
They're never coming back.
Well, it's Machloket and the Sanhedrin. Are we gonna right? I mean, if you want, we can spend time. The Chazam Sofer, the Ramban and the Chazam Sofer basically said at the end of the day, this sugya might hang on how you understand the sugya in Sanhedrin about whether the 10 shvatim are coming back. Because if they're never coming back, then that means anyone who's relevant is back.
That means that too.
Right?
That means that it doesn't matter. Anyone who's
yeah, so, okay, I'll leave that. We'll talk about it tomorrow.